No tricks, no treats, just messed up weirdos.
Oh.
Talking about laser stories, the radio segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of London. Over the weekend, 35-year-old Dale Leakes and his girlfriend Kelly were at a shop buying horse riding accessories, and she used a horse whip to hit him on the butt.
Kapoya! Kapoya!
Okay. British people, right?
Very playful. Yeah.
So to get revenge, Dale pulled his own prank. He listed his girlfriend for sale on eBay.
What?
The posting was obviously a joke, and he described her like a used car with lines like, quote, "She starts okay, but after a while, there's a constant whining noise I can't seem to stop."
Oh, my God.
And, quote, "Bodywork is fairly tidy, but close-up shows some signs of wear."
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
little...
you were funny for a second.
Yeah.
All right, let's back up.
Well, somehow he accidentally sparked a bidding war, and the price for Kelly got up to $119,000. Which made him probably be like, maybe this shouldn't be a joke. Maybe I should actually go through with this. Unfortunately for him, eBay pulled the ad down because they said it broke their policy against selling human body parts or remains.
Aww.
And Dale and Kelly say there aren't any hard feelings between them after the post, but Kelly says she may be looking to pull another prank for revenge.
That's a good confidence boost, too. Like, I'm worth $100,000.
Yeah, exactly.
They have a policy against selling body parts, but not actually full humans?
No, I don't think so,
I feel like we need to revise some rules there, guys.
This next leisure story is out of Lincoln, Nebraska. The other day, a woman got out of her car in the parking lot of a local grocery store and was approached by a stranger. He was 38-year-old Travis Hammond, and when he came up to her, he flashed her his package.
Oh my God!
Oh my God.
If he just left it at that, we probably wouldn't be talking about him, but of course he didn't. The woman quickly walked away and headed into the grocery store, but Travis followed her because he wanted feedback.
What?
Oh my God.
She told him to go away.
This is why it's so hard for women.
And he kept walking, but he kept following her, saying he was sorry, and he had never flashed anybody before.
He's just trying it for the first time.
Yeah, it's a first timer.
So be gentle with me. No.
The reason he did it, well, Travis said he just needed an honest opinion because his ex-girlfriend wrote him a letter saying it was small. And it makes him feel a little self-conscious. So she finally called police, and they arrested Travis for stalking, indecent exposure, open lewdness, harassment, and disorderly conduct. And Travis never got his answer. But I bet you there's some people in jail who are willing to give him an opinion on it.
Hey, you know what? That's what he was looking for, so he got it.
This next laser story is out of Chesapeake, Virginia. There's really nothing more obnoxious than a bunch of high school kids that are trick-or-treating on Halloween. You know, you see like an 18-year-old out there. Like an 18-year-old where you're like, dude, come on.
I like them. I say live your childhood as long as you can, people. It doesn't last forever.
Well, apparently in the city of Chesapeake, they've got a law that says anybody over 12 who goes trick-or-treating can be charged with a misdemeanor that carries up to a $100 fine and 6 months in jail.
What?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Why? They're literally asking for candy.
So you're 13,
like, how is that even... Isn't that what you would rather your kids do?
There are a handful of towns on the East Coast where kids over 12 who go trick-or-treating can actually be arrested. So if your teenager is planning to go trick-or-treating, probably go over local city codes and make sure that they don't wind up in jail.
Yeah, and remember, childhood shouldn't last very long, so get over it.
What are you in for, kid?
Yeah.
I was caught trick-or-treating. Do you know if anybody in jail would be willing to trade acne medicine for smokes? This next leisure story is out of Honda, Colombia. A 22-year-old woman went to the hospital earlier this week because she was having serious pain in her lower abdomen. Mm. And after a quick investigation, doctors got to the root of the problem very easily. It turns out the woman was having a bunch of stomach pains because 2 weeks ago, instead of using birth control, she inserted a potato into her lady bits.
Oh.
Wait, she did it as like as a way of birth control?
Yeah, it would work, I think.
No,
but
anyway,
the potato actually sprouted roots.
Which were
poking out of her lady parts.
Okay,
whoa!
You guys.
It landed right in the cup holder.
Stop it.
That's what I mean by
in the cup holder. That was tremendous.
It would actually work. Because if you saw potato roots, you probably don't want to go there.
Like,
this could be used as the sole reason that everyone needs free and affordable birth control. Wait, free and affordable doesn't make sense, but free and accessible is what I meant to say.
The woman told the doctors, quote, "My mom told me that if I didn't want to get pregnant, I should just put a potato up there."
What?
And I guess she took that literally.
It's like a saying.
I'm sure the mom was joking. Like, we're hoping, right?
Yes. So,
FYI, Jose and other listeners,
yeah,
it does not work to put a potato up there.
Okay.
Doctors were able to remove the potato, and they don't think there'll be any long-term negative effects.
It'd be even worse if she actually got pregnant while on the potato method.
She's like, it did.
Yeah. This next legend story is out of the land of high tech. It's almost impossible to go a whole day without staring at a screen. TVs, computers, your phone, screens are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And according to a recent study, we now spend 11 hours a day staring at screens.
Whoa. Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
I can see that.
All we do at work. Yeah.
So we had to invent some new technology to stop us from abusing our old technology.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's a new product on Kickstarter called IRL glasses. IRL, of course, stands for in real life. And they look like normal sunglasses, but instead of blocking UV rays, they block the light coming from TVs and computers so that all those screens just look blank.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So imagine walking through the middle of like Times Square in New York with IRL glasses on and all those digital billboards around. You would see nothing on them. You'd still see the people in the buildings, but just nothing on the screens.
I want to try them.
That's kind of weird.
I think it's awesome.
The guy who invented them claimed that they didn't use any special effects in it, and it really works. Most TVs and computers can't be seen with these glasses. You can pre-order them for $49 on Kickstarter right now.
Yeah, how long do you wear them before you take them off, though?
Oh, yeah, check your phone every 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
This next legend story is out of the world of sleep. According to a new study, sleeping too much is just as bad as sleeping too little.
Oh, yeah.
It's really hard to believe.
The researchers found that people who slept for 4 or 5 hours a night would perform on tests like their brains were 9 years older. But they saw the same effect on people who slept for 10 hours a night, too. The biggest abilities you lose when you sleep too much or too little are your reasoning and verbal skills. So it's probably best to not to get into a serious argument or negotiation when you're super tired or super well rested. Experts say there's a silver lining for all the people who sleep 5 hours or less. They don't have to be jealous anymore of those people who sleep 10 hours a night. They're just as dumb as you are.
I'd still prefer the 10 hours.
Yeah, me too. I go 10-hour dumb over 5-hour dumb
exactly.
Any day of the week, you know?
I know somebody who never sleeps. Never. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.